This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Morning.
Oh, Chris,
how can you be so cheerful this time of day?
It's not that early. Morning service starts in 40 minutes.
Oh, I didn't know you were a God-botherer.
A ringer.
Oh, right. The shop is open Sunday mornings, isn't it?
Of course.
Good, good. My dad's coming to meet Rosie today.
Cool.
Well, to meet Pip and catch up with her family.
That's great.
I'm not so sure. He and the Archers have history going way back.
Oh, okay. Mm.
Anyway, one thing about my dad is he's a stickler for decent booze served the proper way.
Ah, so you're stocking up. Hell, I looked in the fridge.
I don't think two tins of own brand lager are going to cut it somehow. We can't just drink scruff gin. So...
Toby.
Yes?
Look, I know it's a long shot, but have you got any good stories about Harrison? I'm a bit stuck for my best man speech.
Not really. I mean, I haven't known him as long as you.
Good morning!
Oh, hi, Jill.
Morning.
Are we still expecting your father, Toby?
Oh, yes.
About one?
Well, he said lunchtime.
So I'll have time to cook after church?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right. Well, see you later.
Yeah, enjoy the service.
Thank you.
The speech is doing my head in. I've talked to his parents, but the stuff they've given me is really lame.
It's the stag I'm worried about.
Why?
Well, presumably, the boys in blue will be well represented.
Well, yeah, lots of his police mates are coming.
So we're all going to have to be on our best behaviour, aren't we?
You're not going to let a few police officers spoil your fun,
well,
are you?
I'm just saying.
Take it from me. I might not be great with speeches, but I can definitely organise a night out for a bunch of lads.
Okay, well, let's hope so.
Yes!
Oh, the man himself.
Yeah.
Look, I better get on.
Okay.
Harrison?
All right.
Good luck against Netherbourne.
Oh, yeah.
I thought I'd join you up the tower.
Oh, look. I'm sorry, mate, you're really not ready yet.
Not to ring, just to watch.
Oh.
Get a feel for how it is on a Sunday morning.
Well, yeah, why not? Actually, Harrison, I'm glad I've seen you. I'm having a bit of trouble getting material for my speech.
Material?
You know, some funny stuff about your past. I phoned your mum and dad, but they couldn't really come up with much.
Right.
It was all very sweet, but not really, So anyway, I was wondering if your brother might be able to help me out.
Marcus?
Yeah, could I have his number?
No.
Or maybe I could speak to him on Friday.
No way. Why do you have to go digging around in my past, anyway?
Well, I'm just trying to make it personal. Alice thought my first go was too, generic.
Generic but, is fine by me.
But
I mean it, Chris. Just leave it.
Okay.
And stay away from Marcus.
Any sign, David?
Not a sausage.
Well, this is typical, isn't it? Missing lunch, keeping everyone waiting.
I don't know what to do now. I promised Josh I'd take over grain hauling from him this afternoon. Oh, Toby, any news from your father yet?
Sorry, no.
Ooh, did she drop off after her feed?
Yes, and so did Pip.
Pip was looking very tired at lunch.
It's just we've all got stuff we need to be getting on with.
I'm sorry. I assume he's on his way.
I should hope so.
And how long is he actually planning to stay?
He hasn't said. All he's told me is that he's very keen to meet his first grandchild and get to know the Archer clan again.
Well, I can't wait around for him much longer. Ruth gave Josh a packed lunch, but he'd have scoffed that hours ago. Yeah.
Oh, hang on a sec.
What?
I think that might be him.
Oh.
What does he drive?
TVR.
Does he now?
Oh, yes. Yeah, look, here he is.
What's he doing? He'll wake the baby.
Hey, hey, it's just your Grandpa Robin making an entrance as usual. No,
honestly,
no.
He's barely got here and he's causing trouble.
I'll give him a chance, Mummy. Didn't know Rosie was sleeping.
There she is. Oh, let me see her.
Hiya, Dad. This is Rosie.
Isn't she beautiful? A fair brother grandchild at last.
I know that with Anisha gone, we've lost a good player. But don't let that affect your play today. We've beaten Netherbourne before and we can do it again. So whatever you're doing, batting, bowling, fielding, just stay focused, stay positive, keep your eye on the ball and most of all, believe in yourself.
Well said, Skip.
Oh,
you're right, we can do this.
We can. I'm not just saying it.
Chris?
Yeah?
I'm sorry I went off on one earlier.
Oh, hey, don't worry about it.
No, you didn't deserve it. I know you're only trying to do your best.
Well, it's important, isn't it? I want the reception to go well. All of it, in fact. The register office, the whole thing.
I get that. I get it. It's just... Well, I get a bit tense about the ringing, you know.
Hey, you're doing brilliantly, mate.
Well, thanks, but I'll tell you what does now.
What's that?
Esther. She's so good. I mean, looking at her today, I got really frustrated that I'm not ringing for services yet.
Oh, Harrison. I know you started the same time as her, but she rang when she was a teenager. Mm. You're starting from scratch. You shouldn't compare yourself to her.
No, you're right, yeah. Fair enough. Thanks for being so supportive, Chris.
No worries at all.
It's one of the reasons I asked you to be best man. I knew it'd be good to have you in my corner.
Look, I'm sorry if I took it a bit too far with this speech. I didn't realise, I mean, you've obviously got stuff you want to keep private. I didn't mean to rake up the past.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that it's... It's just a bit...
No, really. Hey, it's fine. Don't worry about it, all right?
This is for Pip, of course.
Oh.
That's for your good lady, David.
Oh, thank you.
Where do you want this, Dad?
Pop it on the table for now.
OK.
Is that all champagne?
I imported myself from an artisan producer in Cremant.
Do you?
There are some very exciting champagnes coming out of the smaller houses now, but then you probably know that.
Well,
and at last, but certainly not least, the biggest bouquet is for you, Jill. Shall I put it in the sink as you've got, Rosie?
If you like, but you really shouldn't have.
Finally, after all these years, we meet.
Yes, we do.
Ruth's out with the sheep at the moment, but I've texted her, so she'll be back soon.
Excellent. And will Phil be joining us too?
Dad.
That's unlikely. He died in 2010.
Sure, I told you that.
Do you know, of course you do, he was such a strong character, it's hard to believe he's not here anymore.
Mm.
Such a fine chap. I did look up to him. But now, Toby, get that case open, put a couple of bottles in the freezer, and we can make a start on this one. No, I know what you're thinking, but the sleeve keeps it cool, so it'll be fine to drink.
No, it's not that. It's just I've got work to be getting on.
No. I've come all this way, and I'm parched.
If you're thirsty, you could have a cup of tea.
Jill, what are you thinking? There's only one drink for wetting a baby's head, and it's certainly not tea.
So winning the toss was a good omen.
Yeah.
Tom and Rex look like they're settling in now.
They're usually a good opening partnership.
Yeah.
Chris?
Yes, Skip?
Can we go over here a bit?
Yeah, okay.
This business about the speech, I think you might have got the wrong idea.
No, well, like I said, Harrison, if you've got things you want to keep private, of course, that's fine.
I do, but it's not like I've got a chequered past or a former marriage or anything like that.
Oh, no, I didn't think it would be.
It's just if you ask Marcus, I know exactly what he'd tell you. And as you're seeing him at the stag do on Friday, I reckon it'd be better if you heard the full story from me, rather than get his version.
Okay.
But you've got to promise to keep it to yourself.
All right.
What it is, when I was at uni, I did various jobs to make ends meet.
Uh-huh.
Like everybody does.
Yeah.
Bar work and...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then I found a job that paid a lot better.
Which was?
Working as a strippogram.
What? A strippogram?
And yes, before you ask, my usual outfit was a police officer. I'd walk in and tell the party girl I was arresting her for dodgy parking or something like that and... Well, you know.
Oh, this is awesome. So, is that why you joined the police?
No. Well, maybe I realised I like the uniform, but no, there's lots of reasons. Anyway, that's not the point.
Okay.
The point is, you can see how embarrassing it would be if it came out, and it could really undermine my authority as a copper.
Yeah, fair enough, I can see that.
Great. Thing is, that's not all.
There's more.
A bit. What happened... It's the agency that I work for recruited me and some other guys to form a stage act.
Oh, wow.
It
kind of like the Spice Girls, but all blokes.
This gets better and better.
Yeah. We'd mime to Spice Girls songs dressed up like male versions of them. Sporty, posh.
Which one were you?
Ginger. I had tight Union Jack t-shirt, Spanglish shorts. Not that the outfit stayed on for long.
So you were a real-life Magic Mike?
Was, Chris. It was a long time in the past, and it needs to stay there.
Oh, well, that's a shame, though.
You've got to promise me not a word.
Yeah, all right, I'll keep it zipped. Even if you didn't.
The whole week?
Oh, yes.
I thought it would be a couple of days at the most.
Yeah, well, I'm staying in a nice-looking B&B not far from here. Ambridge Hall, do you know?
Oh, yeah, we know the Snells.
He's very nice. She's a bit...
of a character.
Yes.
But haven't you got work, though, Robin?
Wonders of modern technology. I can keep things ticking over wherever I am. And I wanted to do this visit properly, spend some time and really get to know you all.
Well, I'm afraid Ruth and I are going to be quite busy this week. We haven't got all the wheat in yet.
Well, don't worry about that, David. I won't be a bother. Top up?
Oh, no, better not. I'm on the tractor this afternoon.
What do you think of it? Are you getting that tart au citron edge?
Well, I'm not much of a wine connoisseur, I'm afraid. Particularly not of champagne. It's very nice, though.
Of course, I know you must have commitments. I'm happy to fit around them. Just getting to know Jill will be a joy.
I'm not sure there's much you'd be interested in.
Oh.
And I'm quite busy myself, actually.
And of course, I'm looking forward to seeing Toby's gin business.
And Rex is keen to show you his pig operation.
Yes.
Maybe when he gets back from the cricket.
Well, there's no rush. Later in the week will do. I want to spend some time with this young lady, don't I? Yes, you little one.
Okay, well, yeah, like you say, there's time.
And of course, I have such happy recollections of my time in Ambridge.
Do you?
Oh, yes, yes. I'm very much looking forward to walking down memory lane.
And of course, as this is a professional consultation, I will expect to get a bill.
Sure.
You can see he's still losing weight. And the last couple of days, he's barely eaten a thing.
Let's have a look at your nose, Topper.
Oh, steady, boy, steady. The worst of it is, he just seems so tired.
Bit of inflammation there.
You know how he usually is, such fire in his belly.
Hmm.
But all the spirit seems to have gone out of him.
I'll take some blood. But if it's what I think it is, it's not good news, I'm afraid.
What do you think it is?
Liver failure.
Oh.
And for it to be showing these signs, it's probably quite severe.
But he was so well only a few months ago, Alistair.
Yeah, but it can come on very quickly.
So what are the treatment options?
For a horse of this age, pretty limited. Mm. I can manage his pain, give him antibiotics for his temperature, try to support the liver with B vitamins, steroids maybe. Oh. But the outlook isn't good.
Oh, I see.
I know he's yours now, but given that he's Nigel's old horse...
And Freddy loves riding him.
You need to have a conversation with them.
Yeah.
Will you be seeing Phoebe at all?
Hmm? If we're on the same shift at home farm? Hmm.
No, I meant socially.
Well, we haven't got any plans. Why?
No reason.
Oh, I'm sorry, I can't finish this.
Are you all right?
I'm just not that hungry, Mum. I shouldn't have had a pudding as well.
I'll finish it.
Is that all right with you, Lily?
I suppose so.
Just think of all the exotic food I'll be eating on my travels.
I bet you'd be able to find most of it in Felpersham.
No.
Birmingham, certainly.
Ah, here you are.
Oh.
One of your guides pointed me in this direction. Like Ben Gunn forcibly shaved and squeezed into a burgundy blazer.
That'll be Bert Fry. Ah.
Robin.
Am I early? I do apologise.
No, no, we're just finishing. These are my children, Lily and Freddie.
Oh, Robin Fairbrother. Delighted to meet you.
Oh, hello.
How do you do?
Robin's a former acquaintance from, well, some time ago. He's in the wine trade.
Oh. Okay, well, we'd better leave you to your meeting.
Don't rush on Micah.
No, we've got to go anyway. Come on, Freddie.
All right. Sorry to rush off work.
No, that's fine.
It's nice to meet you.
And you.
Bye.
What lovely children you have.
Well, they have their moments. Do sit down. Oh,
thank you. It's really wonderful to see you again, Elizabeth.
Is it? You know, I must admit, I was rather surprised when you got in touch, considering how we parted.
Oh?
And I tip a glass of wine over your head.
Oh, that's ancient history now. Frankly, it was no more than I deserved.
Oh.
And just proof what a spirited woman you were. Still are, I suspect.
Well, thank you. And how's Simone, is it?
Oh, she's well, as far as I know. We divorced some years back.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, don't be. I'm not.
Would you like a coffee or something?
A flat white would be very welcome.
Maddie, could we have 2 flat whites, please?
Running this place must be a huge job.
Well, let's just say lunch in the Orangery with my children is a very rare treat. Mm.
And you host conferences as well?
Hmm, weddings too. Well, in fact, we're planning a big Asian wedding at the moment.
That will be lucrative.
Yeah, it's certainly looking that way.
And on top of that, David tells me you produce your own wine.
We do. Well, from our own grapes, anyway. It's actually made off-site.
Mm, intriguing. Well, once we've got those coffees out of the way, I'd love to taste some.
There you go, boy. Should make you a bit more comfortable.
Oh, well done, Topper. When will we hear about the bloods?
We'll get them processed straight away. Won't take long.
Oh, good.
So,
Alistair.
Yeah?
About the divorce. Well, the mediation.
What about it?
I thought we were making pretty good progress up until the last session.
Possibly.
Couldn't we put that last meeting behind us?
I don't see how we can, Shula.
Just pretend it never happened and go back to what we originally agreed.
It isn't the meeting that's the issue. The situation's changed.
Your business situation.
And that changes the overall financial situation. 50-50 just doesn't work for me anymore.
Well, I'm sorry, but I shouldn't be penalised because of Anisha's decision.
It's not that. Before she left, I was willing to give you an easy ride.
Oh, were you?
Just for a quiet life and to get things tied up quickly. I can't afford to do that anymore.
You're talking as if the settlement is the only way you can fund her leaving. You've got plenty of options.
Oh, yeah, it feels like it.
Well, you said yourself there's the option of a loan.
A massive loan.
Or you could find another partner.
Do you know how difficult that would be?
Sell to a larger practice. You've explored that route before.
Don't you get it? I shouldn't have to be considering any of these things.
Well, it's where we are.
Where you've put us, you mean? Oh, I haven't got time for this now. I've got calls to make.
But what about Topper's bloods?
I'll do them when I get back.
Oh.
I suppose one thing you can say for Rex, this is a successful cricket team.
So they won then?
Hmm?
The Ambridge cricket team.
Oh, yes, apparently. You know, Elizabeth, this is not at all bad. Madeleine Angevin?
Yes, and some Seval grapes too.
Oh, of course, that's the minerality. Do you sell much into the trade?
It's mainly our own direct sales and some local restaurants and hotels.
I know a few people who may well be interested. I'll give you my card.
Thank you.
Sorry, I don't want to interrupt.
Oh, not at all.
I was passing and there's something I need to tell you.
Robin, this is my sister, Shula.
Of course.
You remember Robin?
Yes, hello.
Another amazingly youthful archer woman.
Hardly. I'm 60 next week.
Oh, don't believe a word of it.
Well, Robin, I have enjoyed our talk.
Oh, yes, and me, yes. So nice to catch up.
Yeah.
And lovely to see you too, Shula. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye. Still quite the charmer, then?
So it would seem. What's up, Shula? Is it Alistair?
Alistair, no. Well, we have just had a bit of a... No, no, it's not that.
What, then?
I'm afraid it's Topper. You know he hasn't been well lately.
Well, Freddie mentioned it.
Well, Alistair's done a full examination, and the prognosis isn't good, I'm afraid.
Oh, dear.
No, he's pretty sure it's liver failure. So there's not much that can be done. He's made Topper as comfortable as he can, but fairly soon we're going to have to face up to reality.
Oh, poor Topper.
Obviously, Freddie needs to know.
He's working at Home Farm this afternoon.
But I thought I'd tell you first.
Thank you. I suppose it's not that much of a surprise.
Oh, he's a good age. But,
well, I know that both the children see him as a sort of living link to their father.
Exactly.
They're going to be very upset.
Of course they are.
But absolutely, I mean, there's no question that when the time comes, he should be put to sleep rather than suffer.
I knew you'd understand.
I'll tell them both after work.
Oh, thank you.
And we'll arrange to come over tomorrow to pay the old boy a visit.
Topper! Oh, no! Topper! It's all right, boy. I'm here. Oh, you poor thing! Ow! Oh, Topper! Just hang on, fellow. Hang on! Come on, Alistair. Voicemail? What's he playing at? Alistair, it's me. You're on call tonight, aren't you? Topper's in a very bad way. You need to get back here now.
Oh, damn it.
Freddy?
Hang on a minute.
Freddy? I need to talk to you.
Just a second. I'm making myself decent. Okay, come in.
Freddy, I'm afraid we've got some bad news.
What sort of news?
It's about Topper.
Oh.
Just had a phone call from Auntie Shula.
Yeah?
You know she was saying today how poorly he was. Well, unfortunately, things progressed rather quickly.
No, he's not.
I'm afraid he died.
I'm so sorry, Freddy.
I didn't even get to say goodbye.
I know, it's really sad.
Oh, Mum.
Come here, both of you.
You were so good together.
I really loved him.
We all did. But he didn't suffer. Shula said it was very peaceful.
I've never seen a horse in such distress.
What on earth happened?
What happened is, I had to look at poor Topper hurling himself round its stable, obviously in agony, until I finally realised you weren't going to call me back.
So
fortunately, Graham takes his work more seriously than you seem to.
Oh, Shula, that's not fair.
At one point, I thought I might have to ring Eric.
From the Hunt Kennels?
But Graham actually got out of bed to come over here. So at least he could sedate Topper and give him a proper examination first.
If I'd known...
What was there to know? You were on call and you didn't answer. I don't care what you were getting up to, but that's unforgivable, Alistair.
I didn't realise why you were calling. I thought it was just to nag me.
Nag you?
Oh, go on again, about the divorce.
I'm a client, remember? Just like any other, you've made that very clear.
Yes, I know,
so you should have answered. You should have listened to my message, and you should have been here.
Okay.
Instead, an innocent animal suffered agonies for an hour or more, and I've had one of the worst nights of my life.
I'm sorry.
And then I had to lie to Elizabeth about it.
You didn't have to lie.
Didn't I? Oh, what should I have said then? That you let Nigel's horse suffer because you were at it with Lavinia Rafferty.
What? I wasn't with Lavinia.
Oh, don't give me that.
No, really, I was in Borchester. I must have lost signal for a while without realising it.
You said you saw the call.
Yes, I know,
and you thought I was going to nag you.
Yes, I mean, that was later, when I did have a signal.
Oh, don't insult me. It just makes things worse.
Look, I would have done the Bloods this afternoon, but my calls ran over and
well, this isn't about the Bloods. That's not the point.
No, you're right. I made a mistake. I should have picked up.
Oh, damn right you should. Instead of... Oh, you're pathetic, you know that.
Shula!
You need to get your priorities sorted.
Oh, God. Morris, it's Alistair. I'm sorry to ring so late, but I really need to talk. I've had a relapse. I'm in such a mess.
What?
What time did he leave?
Oh, getting on for midnight.
He's taking his best man duties very seriously.
Well, that's Chris for you. This marmalade's nice.
Underwoods. Vintage Seville.
Underwoods? Well, how much did that cost?
You can't put a price on quality, Neil.
No, I bet they managed to.
So, did you get his speech sorted?
Yeah, I think so. It was a bit all over the place, to be honest.
In what way?
Well, a lot of it was very general stuff about marriage, and he went on about him and Alice.
Him and Alice?
Well, in a good way. It was rather nice, actually. Just not very relevant.
No.
Chris was struggling with not knowing Harrison before he came to the village.
Mm, so what did you do?
Well, I just thought when I was Alan's best man, because that was quite similar. I didn't know him when he was young either.
No.
So we just focused on Harrison's good points and what a good match he and Fallon make. Yeah, I think I got the lad on the right track.
Oh, that's one of our children happy then.
Meaning?
Well, you know how low Emma's been feeling.
It wasn't a very flattering photo of her in the Echo.
It wasn't so much the photo as the caption. Parish councillor drops the ball. And the fact they didn't even mention her campaign for the affordable housing at Bridge Farm.
Well, you can't control the papers, Susan.
She could really do with a boost. Have you mentioned it to Justin yet?
No, well, like I said...
Oh, he's the developer, so it must be down to him.
I have been very busy.
With you being chair of the parish council, it's a perfectly valid issue for you to raise.
But it's quite an awkward subject to bring up out of the blue.
But your daughter's happiness is at stake, Neil. Surely that's worth getting over a little awkwardness.
All right. I suppose I could give it a try.
Oh, Freddie?
Oh, hi, Mum.
I thought you were working a double.
Adam let me off the afternoon shift. I wasn't being very productive.
You're thinking about Topper?
Yeah. Especially the last time I rode him.
He was a magnificent horse, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Although...
What?
Whenever I saw you on Topper, I never knew whether to be terrified or impressed. Yeah. Ended up a bit of both. Mind you, now I think of it, that's how I used to feel every time Dad rode to hounds.
He was fearless, wasn't he?
Freddie, I'm quite busy today. I'm just about to meet the beer festival organisers.
Is that this weekend?
Starting Friday, yes. Oh. But when I'm done, would you like to come over to the stables with me?
Oh, yes, please.
We can say our goodbyes. Lily, too, if she's available.
She'll be working until at least 8.
Oh.
I'm sure she wouldn't mind, though. She was never as close to Topper as I was.
You're keen, aren't you?
Of course. I'd really like to do that, Mum.
Bay 5's empty, isn't it?
Yeah, that lot went off this morning.
Well, we'll move the bigger ones in there.
Okay.
Then the little ones will have a better chance of getting to the feeder. Well done for noticing it.
Actually, Neil.
Yeah?
It was Duncan who mentioned it to me.
Oh!
He'd spotted a bit of bullying.
Oh, good for Duncan.
Yeah. So, shall I get someone to give us a hand?
Nah, the two of us should be able to manage it.
Really?
Yeah, shall I get them into the passageway and you be my backstop?
If you like.
Just make sure none of them try to wriggle back in.
Okay.
Right. There's a prime candidate. Come on, you. That's it. Thanks for looking over those figures for me, by the way.
The live weight gains.
I was pretty sure they were on course. This way.
Doing well, it seems to me.
Just wanted to make sure I hadn't missed anything. There you go.
You make that look so easy.
Oh, years of experience.
You're so calm with them.
Well, that's the secret. Right, you big beggar. You come with me. Come on. If you get all screamy-shouty, you'll only spook them. Then you got the devil's own job.
Less is more.
You could say that. Go on. Go on. Yeah. Anyway, you got a nice touch with them yourself.
Thanks. But you're like the Zen master.
I wouldn't go that far.
You are, Neil. You're a pig ninja.
You can see he hadn't been well, can't you?
He certainly lost a lot of condition.
I'm
sure it was for the best that he passed away.
He wouldn't have liked not being able to work properly.
No. He was made to be galloping out in the open countryside.
Hello, you two.
Hi. Hello, Lillian.
Hi.
Paying your respects.
Something like that.
You heard then.
It's been the talk of the stables. Poor old chap.
Yes.
We were wondering what's going to happen now.
Well, as Shula is master, I wonder whether she'll ask the hunt to handle the disposal.
Oh, no, I couldn't bear the thought of that.
It does seem fitting somehow for a hunter.
No way! He should be buried at home.
Buried?
Yeah.
That is quite a complicated process, Freddie. I don't think you can just bury him anywhere.
Not to mention the practicalities.
Well, I don't want him just carted away.
What about cremation?
That sounds much more doable.
And then you could scatter the ashes at Lower Loxley or bury them, whatever you preferred.
And we could put up a small stone or a memorial of some sort.
Oh, nice idea, Elizabeth.
How about that?
Well, actually, that does sound nice. Yeah.
I'll talk to Sheila about it.
Well, that sounds like a plan. Now, I think we should raise a glass to the dear departed. Come on, my treat.
That pet's palaver was something else.
Oh, pet's party pieces, you mean?
This is why I wanted to come back to Ambridge, for the sheer bonkersness.
Oh, I'm glad it's over, I don't mind admitting.
Right, now what would everyone like?
A pinted lager, please.
A slimline tonic for me.
Neil?
Oh, no, no, thanks.
Now go on, that glass is nearly empty.
Well, I'm picking Susan up in a minute.
Do you know Hannah?
Yes, of course. You work at Barrow Farm, don't you?
This is Lillian.
I know, Mr. Elliot's partner.
And what are you drinking, darling?
Well, pint of Shires, if that's okay.
Oh, you'll have a bit of a wait, I'm afraid. Jolene's changing a barrel.
I'll just go and say hello to Johnny.
I'll come with you. I left without my house key this morning.
Would you excuse me too? I just need to check Lily's plans for later.
Yes, of course, Elizabeth.
I won't be long.
You should be buying me a drink, really.
Pardon?
For doing Ruby out of her rightful triumph.
Oh. I was really hoping we could put all that behind us.
No, it's all right. To be fair, Lavinia's schnauzer was pretty remarkable, in more ways than one.
Lillian, I was walking past the Bridge Farm development the other day.
Were you?
Looking good, I thought. Phase one.
Yes, well, I think Justin's fairly pleased with it.
But I got to thinking about phase two with the affordable homes.
Oh, yes.
I was just wondering why Damara is planning to reduce the number. Well, it seems a shame for the village, given how many locals are looking for accommodation.
Yes, well, it's really not down to me.
No, I understand that. I was just wondering if it was the sort of thing you might possibly raise with Justin, perhaps?
Neil, I can understand why you want to speak up for Emma.
No, it's not that. I was just thinking of the village in general.
Yes, of course you were. But you needn't worry. With their local connections, Ed and Emma will be ticking all the boxes for affordable housing. I'm sure they'll be top of the list.
Oh,
Hannah! Now, remind me, darling, Shires, wasn't it?
Actually, I've changed my mind.
Are you sure?
I'll buy my own, thanks.
All right, darling. See you later. And take care, won't you? I think you're wrong about Lily, you know.
In what way?
I think she cared about Topper more than you realised. She sounded ever so down.
Did she? Well, maybe I underestimated.
But as I said to her, she should try not to be too sad. Topper had a very good life.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And we should focus on the future, Freddie. I mean, Lily's had some great uni offers. You really buckled down with your revision. I couldn't be prouder of the pair of you.
Neil! Hold on a minute.
Well, it can't be long. Susan will be waiting at the shop.
Well, she can wait a minute longer. What were you playing at in there?
What do you mean?
Talking to Lillian like that. It was well out of order.
Hannah!
Do you think I don't know what's going on? Cozying up to the boss's other half.
It wasn't like that.
So you can snaffle a house for your daughter.
You've got that wrong.
I heard you. It's really inappropriate, and that's putting it mildly.
No.
In fact, I'll tell you what it is. Corruption.
Hannah, please.
Because you work for Justin Elliott, you think you can pull strings.
We were just talking.
And you're the parish council chairman as well. It's really disappointing, Neil. I thought you were better than that.
I never mentioned Emma. Lillian brought her up.
Yeah, right. Well, you can take it from me. If I get another sniff of this sort of behaviour, I'm going to make an official complaint.
Really? You've got it all wrong.
See you at work.
I won't be a minute.
Oh, well, that's all right. Good day.
Oh, not bad. I was looking on the internet in my dinner hour. What do you think of candlesticks?
Useful in a power cut, as long as you've got candles to put in them.
For Fallon and Harrison, I mean.
Oh, do they like candlesticks?
Oh, everyone likes candlesticks.
Well, not sure that's entirely true, Susan.
Of course they do.
I reckon most people don't feel much either way about them.
Anyway, did you manage to talk to Justin at all?
No. I don't speak to him every day, Susan.
Neil.
I did see Lillian, though.
At Barrow Farm?
No, just now in the pub.
Oh, yeah, well, that's more likely. In fact, it'd be unusual if you were in the pub and didn't see Lillian. So?
So what?
Well, what did she say?
Oh, well, she couldn't make any commitments. Of course, it's Justin's development.
Well, of course. But?
But, well, I said my piece.
And?
And I think she understood what I was trying to say.
Oh! Well, that's wonderful, Neil. Oh, clever you.
Clever me?
Best way to a powerful man is through his wife.
Yeah, except they're not married.
Well, as good as. Oh, he's bound to have a rethink now.
Well, maybe.
Oh, well done, you.
But look, I've done my bit, Susan. I really think now we should leave well alone.
So the breeding sows are fairly constant. I raise their piglets from birth and sell them as weaners at 8 to 10 weeks. And then the purchaser takes
and
them
on... And is this it?
Well, what do you mean?
A wasteland of dirt and a few tin sheds.
They're called arks, not sheds.
Oh, pardon me.
Well, what were you expecting, Dad?
Something a little more befitting a fair brother.
I'm helping to produce high-quality food.
By sloshing around in pig muck all day.
They're actually very clean animals.
What this place must be like in the winter does not bear imagining.
Morning.
Ruth.
Hi, Ruth.
Good morning to you. Busy day?
Pretty standard. Just moved the electric fences on our paddocks.
Fascinating.
So you're taking a look at the pigs?
Yes. Both of the boys' businesses. The health visitor's calling on Pip this morning. Toby wanted to be on hand.
That's good.
So I'm starting with Rex.
Lucky me.
And are you enjoying your stay?
Tremendously.
Everything all right at Ambridge Hall?
Very comfortable, thank you. Nicely appointed and Robert makes a fine breakfast. And his wife's... consistently entertaining.
Linda.
She really is quite a character, isn't she?
She is.
And of course, it's wonderful to be in Ambridge again.
I bet you've noticed some changes.
Yes and no. I'm not very keen on those modern housing developments.
Grange Spinney?
Which one's that?
By the church.
Yeah, it's a bit Stepford Wives of my taste. And I see there's another one in progress.
Yeah, on Bridge Farmland. I think they're planning more of a mix of housing there.
Well, not too down market, I hope.
Actually, there's a desperate need for affordable housing around here. I don't know how else are local people going to live.
Ruth, is Jill around? Do you know? I haven't seen much of her since I arrived.
She was in first thing, but I'm not sure what she's doing today.
Perhaps I'll pop in later.
Yeah, I'm sure she'd like that. Anyway, I'd better get on.
Oh, nice to see you.
And you.
Bye.
See ya.
So, Rex, how much profit does this aromatic enterprise actually bring you?
Well, I'm on a wage at the moment.
What?
Well, I manage the operation for the owner.
It isn't even your business.
With a view to buying it in
due
course.
So you're just someone else's lackey? Oh,
it's not like that.
Just like you are with Josh, a teenager.
Actually, Josh is 20.
Look, I can still get you that job, you know. Adrian would be happy to take you on.
No, absolutely not. I'm sorry, but being cooped up in an office all day, it drives me insane.
You call this sanity?
Anyway, I feel that I belong here.
In a pig field?
In Ambridge. Made a real connection with the people.
Yes, When am I going to meet this Anita?
Anisha.
Because as far as I can see, she's the only good thing that's happened to you since you came here.
Do you need us to run Rory Hall?
No, no, that's all right. No, no, he'll ring me when he and Ben are done. I'll pop back.
Fine.
It's one of the advantages of retirement. I can spend some proper time with him. And he's not with his friends, that is.
Sure.
Ah, oh, the next generation, Ruthie. I increasingly think they're the most important thing in the world. Don't you agree?
Yeah.
You must be feeling that with a new baby.
I suppose we are.
So, with that in mind, I was wondering if...
Oh, excuse me.
Of course.
Oh, Robin!
Ha, as threatened.
I'm sorry, it looks like Jill's out somewhere.
Is she? Oh, never mind. I can always... Is that... Brian?
Hello?
Oh, good to see you.
You remember Robin Fairbrother, Rex and Torby's dad?
Yes, of course. How are you doing, Robin?
Splendidly, thank you. How's the family?
All well.
Are you still running that big farm of yours?
No, Adam is now. No, my stepson. With supervision from me, of course.
Is that working out?
Things couldn't be better. Are you still in the wine trade, was it?
Yes, yes. It's been very good to me. In fact, I'm glad I've seen you. I've got a line on some 2017 Clarendon Primeur. It might be right up your boulevard, as it were.
Well, that sounds very interesting.
I hope you don't mind, Robin, but...
I'm sorry.
No problem.
Ah, Toby's at the still now. Perhaps we could continue our discussion at another time, Brian.
Yeah, I look forward to it.
Well, I'll be in touch. And tell Jill she can't escape me forever.
I'll pass that on.
Bye.
Cheerio.
Right, I need to check the sheet.
Actually, Ruth, if you've got a moment, I have something I'd like to ask you.
Have you?
Now all the dust has settled, I wonder if you might reconsider your resignation.
Oh.
I mean, I know feelings ran high and you were caught in a very fraught situation.
You can say that again.
I'm sorry if I made you uncomfortable in any way. I know you're only calling it as you saw it, with Rory's best interests at heart.
That's what I've always tried to do.
Well, I do appreciate your dedication and your perspective. And be assured, I don't hold you in any way responsible for our decision to sell the house.
Thank you.
With the links between our families, Rory and Ben getting on so well, with everything, really. Do you think we could put the past behind us and move on?
And continue as Rory's attorney?
I would appreciate it, yeah.
I suppose we could see how it goes. Though I would want an assurance that I'm not going to be placed in such an impossible position again.
No, you have my word. Oh, thank you so much, Ruth. I know everyone will be pleased.
How's the house sale going?
Well, we're at the agent stage.
You know, I wouldn't mind a cup of tea before I do the sheep. Would you like one?
Thank you, Stan.
Well, he seems to know what he's doing.
Yeah, he's been great. He picked it all up really quickly.
And he's covering...
Just for a couple of weeks, but I'm hoping that very soon there'll be a full-time job here for both of us. Ooh. And once I have someone on the grunt work, then I'll be able to focus on really developing the business.
Excellent, Toby. Yeah.
Expand out of the local area, try for some national chains, introduce new varieties.
No, it all looks very promising.
Yeah, Scruff Gin is just round the corner from making it really big, Dad.
Yeah, well, I do wish your brother had half as much vision.
Oh, well... Okay, yeah, we're quite different, but Rex is a very hard worker.
Yeah, but he seems to be working very hard for other people at the moment.
Yeah, but as long as things work out for Neil Carter, then Rex will be in pole position to buy the business off him.
It's still basically...
And he must be committed to it to end things with Anisha.
What do you mean, end things?
Because of a new job.
What new job?
In Newmarket.
What? Oh, she sounded like a great girl.
Oh, she was.
Gorgeous. Is. Talented.
All of the above.
Destined for great things.
Well, hence the move to the horsey capital of England. She did ask if Rex wanted to go with her.
And he chose a load of pigs instead.
But, well, that's what I mean. It's because he saw such a promising future in farming.
Oh, please.
And obviously he and Anisha, they had their problems.
Such as?
Well, I don't know. Hey, sometimes things just fizzle out, don't
they? Is that surprising, given what a dullard Rex can be?
And, they're very different interests. She loves horses, and he can't ride.
He could have learned. There's a riding school practically next door. I could lob a bottle of your gin from here, and it would land right in the middle of it.
I wouldn't recommend it.
Toby, hey. Pip's been trying to call you.
What? Oh, God, I had it on silent for the health visitor.
Never mind that. Rex, what the devil's going on with you and Anisha?
I really wasn't impressed with the one on Monday. She was very gloomy about the proximity of the contaminated land. Oh. Not that it's a selling point, of course, but I think once we told her about it, she was looking for a reason to put us off.
In what way?
Oh, lots of things. She claimed the pool was outdated.
What?
And if you believe her, many properties in this bracket nowadays are technologically integrated.
What on earth does that mean, Brian?
Quite. Well, you know. Centrally controlled entertainment systems, speakers all over the house. Change your lighting by remote control, that sort of thing.
In a traditional farmhouse?
Exactly. If we were selling a riverside penthouse, I might have been more convinced. And her valuation was very pessimistic.
Lower than you were hoping.
Oh. Yes. I know we're selling out of necessity. We can't let the place go for a pittance. Anyway, it didn't matter, because yesterday's chat was much more positive.
Even with the Lawmead situation?
Far more robust, Ruth. He suggested we commission an environmental survey to prove there's nothing to worry about.
Well, that would help, I suppose.
And he went into ecstasies over the kitchen, which immediately endeared him to Jenny. So, basically, we appointed him on the spot. He'll be back next week to measure up, take photos and so on.
Oh, that's good.
Of course, Jenny's on a mission now. Make the house as photogenic as possible.
It's already beautiful.
Well, let's hope someone agrees with you. Ideally, a cash buyer.
Is this shirt okay, do you think?
With what jacket?
The blue velvet one.
Nice.
Well, it is Grey Gables.
Don't imagine I'll be eating there with him anytime soon.
Hey, come on, Rex. It's only Dad and me because Pip didn't feel up to it. He'll probably ask you to eat with him tomorrow night.
Can't see much chance of that. He's been down on me all week. The Anisha thing was the last straw.
Hey, you should have told him.
I was going to. By text. Next week sometime.
Come on.
Now, Josh was no help either.
Did you expect him to be?
He's obsessed with how much Brookfield work he's doing. Which David and Ruth are oblivious to, because they're cooing over Rosie.
Hey, she is totally cute.
Oh, no, I agree. But Josh can't see the attraction.
No.
All she does is eat, sleep, cry and poo.
Well, that is true. But she does it so adorably. Look, don't take it all to heart. Dad'll be gone in a couple of days. We can have a big one at Harrison's stag, eh? Forget all about it.
You've changed your tune, Toby.
What?
Well, you've been meh about the stag all week.
Yeah, only because I've been so knackered with all the sleepless nights.
Tom thinks it'll be pants too.
Does he?
Yep, now he's sent his Nuffield report in. He really needs to let off some steam.
So?
Reckons we'll end up bell ringing or something.
No, do I look okay?
Very Daniel Craig.
Is that a wind-up?
You look great. Enjoy your meal.
I'm thinking the chorizo and duck egg, and then the ox cheek. Red okay for you?
Not sure. I quite fancy the sea bass.
Oh, we can always get a bottle of white as well.
How's the heart, Dad?
Oh, can't a father toast his own son's successes?
No, it's all right. I hear the head waiter knows CPR.
Yep, thriving business, a new baby, although...
What?
Rosie. Really?
What's wrong with Rosie?
Sounds like a washerwoman. You might have picked a family name.
No.
And surely she should be Fairbrother, not Archer.
Believe me, Dad, I've had enough trouble getting Pip's family to accept me without beefing about the name.
What do you mean, accept you? They seem fine with you.
Yeah, it's been an uphill struggle. I can't help feeling that I only have to put one foot wrong, and David will be playing the Victorian father.
Hmm.
And as for Jill, she might look like a sweet old lady, but I've met less scary prop forwards.
Yes, well... Maybe there's something I could do about that.
So, you had a pot of tea for two.
And one strawberry flan. Chris had to leave for the hairdresser, but she said it was lovely.
Fancy tart.
Sorry?
The flan.
Oh, yes.
So that's £6.75, please, Jill.
Let's see.
Ice cream!
Oh, thanks. Can you stick it in the freezer, Mum?
Oh, yes, all right, love.
There you are, Emma. Keep the change.
Oh, thank you. Oh, you've dropped your book.
What?
Lolita.
That's not mine.
Oh.
I don't read pornography.
Linda was sitting there before. Maybe it's hers.
It's probably one of those classic books she's ticking off.
I see. Well, I'm going to Aquafit in a while. I suppose I could drop it off at reception for her.
Okay.
She's working her way through a list, isn't she? 100 books to read before you die.
Doesn't sound like my sort of list.
Thanks, Jill.
Bye.
Bye.
If I had to read 100 books, I think I would die.
Can you sign the delivery note, love? Yeah. Fallon not around?
She's at the florist.
Oh. What do you think of candlesticks, Emma? Your father's not sure.
No, it sounds like a good idea to me.
Oh, presents are so much easier if the couple's moving into their first place together.
Yeah. Can't see me and Ed doing that anytime soon.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, it seems like it's getting less and less likely.
Don't you be so sure about that.
Do you want a drink, Mum?
I've not long had one. Carol's collecting me any minute.
Okay. Come in.
Aha.
Oh, hello, Robin.
Little bird told me you were here, Jill.
Not for long, I'm afraid. I've got a fitness class at 5.
No. When are we going to have that chat you promised me?
I can't recall promising you anything, Robin. Least of all a chat.
Oh, Lolita. It's one of my favourite books.
Do you know, I'm not in the least surprised. Forgotten my swimming cap, excuse me.
And how are you, David?
Oh, I'm fine. Busy as always.
I can imagine you must lead such an interesting life.
Well, not sure about that. I know very little about farming, I'm afraid.
Probably as much as I know about the wine trade.
Quite possibly. But it does seem as if Rex sees farming as his future. It's not easy to get started, but he's doing his best.
Mm. I'd very much like to spend some time with you and get an idea of what the life involves.
Really?
Well, yes, definitely. It was one of the reasons I wanted to visit.
Oh. Well, I'm about to get the cows in for milking, if you want to tag along. Oh,
it sounds perfect.
Okay. Just one thing.
Yes?
You might want to change out of those shoes.
Oh, hiya, Hannah.
Oh, hello.
I'm glad I've seen you.
Actually, Helen's expecting
me. I was wondering
me,
if we could get together sometime, see if there's anything else we could do for the affordable housing campaign.
You've got a nerve, Emma.
Sorry?
Talking to me like butter wouldn't melt, when all the while you're using your dad's influence to make sure you get one of those houses.
My dad's influence?
It doesn't say much for your integrity as a parish councillor. Or Neil's as chairman, come to that.
Hannah?
Is that why you stood for election? Just to feather your own nest?
What are you talking about?
So tell me, how much does the personality of the operator affect things, if at all?
Oh, well, more than you might think, Robin. I'm a perfectly competent milker, but Pip and Ruth have both got some sort of X factor.
Genetically passed on, by the sound of it.
Well, you can actually see the effects on yield and quality.
Can you really?
Yeah, it's marginal, but it's definitely there.
It's fascinating. Do you know, I've just remembered, I brought up a very fine bottle of port with me. Do you like port, David?
Yeah. Not that I drink it that often.
Well, perhaps I could bring it round later. We could share a glass or two and you can tell me more.
Oh, I'm not sure.
Do you have a prior engagement?
No. Wasn't doing anything this evening, but I do have to be up early in the morning.
Of course. I promise not to outstay my welcome. And it really is a very good vintage.
Well,
nothing better for a good night's sleep.
I haven't asked Dad to put the squeeze on anyone.
So why was he bigging you up to Lily and Bellamy then?
When?
The other night, in the pub.
They were probably just talking generally.
I heard your name. And Dad's. She was saying how you were going to be top of the list.
Well, she don't know that.
Are you calling me a liar?
No, of course not. I was only saying... Anyway, I thought you just wanted more affordable places built. What's it to you who's top of the list? Unless, have you put your name down for one of them?
What if I have?
You never said.
What business is it of yours?
All this time we've been talking about the campaign. You've been acting like it was just a good cause.
Do you think I want to spend all my life sharing with two boys and their smelly socks?
Really? You was doing it for your own benefit?
You're a fine one to talk about your own benefit. This campaign of yours has been all about your benefit. Like you've got this God-given right to a house.
I never said that.
You're not a princess, Emma Grundy. And no one owes you a castle.
You cow.
And I can assure you that no amount of dirty dealing behind the scenes is going to get you one.
Oh. Mum, just been on the phone to Dad.
Oh, no matter how many times I tell her, Sabrina never puts the boxes in the recycling.
Why did
worried
you
worried about her nails nowadays?
Mum!
What?
Dad told me you made him talk to Lillian about the housing.
Why did he go telling you anyway?
Because I've just had my ear chewed off by Hannah, who I thought was my friend.
Hannah?
Or at least on my side. It turns out she's put in for one of the affordable houses too. And because she thinks Dad's been pulling strings for me and Ed, she has gone ballistic.
How did she find out?
And I really don't think she's the sort of person you want as an enemy.
I'm sure she isn't an enemy.
You didn't hear her. I reckon she could make life very difficult for us.
Well, I'm sorry, but what was I to do?
Keep out of it?
I could see how upset you were getting. What good is me and your dad having a bit of influence round here at last if we can't use it to give our family a helping hand?
Go on, have another.
Oh, I'm not sure.
Aren't you enjoying it?
Oh, quite the quite the opposite, Robin. It is, without doubt, the best port I've ever tasted.
So?
Oh! Go on, then. Better make it a small one, there.
Good man.
Whoa. Oh,
if you're sure.
Oh. Yeah, and this really will have to be my last.
Understood. Cheers.
Cheers.
I laid down a couple of bottles for the boys, you know.
Of this?
The very same. For their 30th birthdays. I hoped by then they'd be mature enough to appreciate something this fine. Rex had his last year, of course.
Right, so he's 30 then. I didn't realise.
It's quite old, sir, to still be trying to find your niche, you know.
Oh, well.
But there we are. Toby's got a few years yet before his. Still a bit of time for him to develop some maturity. Although I see precious little evidence of him doing that so far. What would you say?
Oh, well, I wouldn't say there's no evidence.
He's a very personable chap, of course.
Oh, yeah, I know, he's popular.
And he does have this sort of this tiggerish sort of energy, always fizzing with ideas. Just wish he could channel it better.
Well, to be fair, he does seem to be concentrating quite hard on this gin business.
Does he?
More than his past schemes, anyway.
Right, that is encouraging. Good. And now he's a father. Lord help us. Why can't young people go about things in the right order, eh? Courtship, marriage, children. What's wrong with that? Followed by boredom, frustration, recriminations and divorce. Or maybe that's just me.
Oh, it's a different world nowadays.
Very wisely put. But Toby and Dad, I don't know. David, it occurs to me that you probably see more of him than I do. Can you give me any glimmer of hope that he's up to the challenge?
Well, you know, obviously Pip getting pregnant wasn't what anyone had planned or even wanted at first.
So I understand.
But once it was, you know, once it was happening, he didn't try to deny his responsibilities. Actually, he really got on board.
Did he?
Yeah. He went to all the antenatal classes and he was there at the birth.
Well, that's important.
And, you know, seeing it with little Rosie. He obviously adores her.
So his heart's in the right place.
And I know that he's giving Pip a lot of support at the moment.
So what you're saying is he's actually not such a bad chap after all?
Yeah, I suppose I am.
And we must cut him some slack.
he is only 26 after all. Still a young man with room to grow.
Yes.
But that's very reassuring coming from you. Thank you. Thank you, David.
You're welcome.
You know, I really am quite drunk.
Are you? You hide it very well.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think I better get off to bed or I'm going to be completely useless in the morning.
I do understand. And don't you worry about me. I'll just finish my glass and see myself out.
Well, thank you. It is excellent port.
I'll leave the rest of the bottle for you and Ruth to enjoy some other time.
Oh, if you're sure. Oh,
I insist.
Oh, all right then. Good night.
Sleep well. Good evening. Taxi from Brookfield Farm, Ambridge, please. Ambridge Hall Guest House. Fairbrother. Thank you.
Oh!
Jill, David's gone to bed.
Yes, I've just passed him. I didn't realise you were still here.
Pull up a chair.
No, thank you.
Wait, have a glass of port.
I don't need social invitations in my own home, Robin.
No, I didn't mean...
And I don't think we're ever going to be drinking companions, do you?
How will we know if we never try?
I'm obviously not explaining myself well enough. Everyone else might be fooled by your charm, but you don't fool me. You showed me a long time ago exactly what you're made of.
Can't a chap...
For Pip and Rosie's sake, I have to accept that Toby is now part of my life. But that doesn't mean I have to take any of your nonsense. I can see it for what it is. And we have plenty of that on the farm already. What is it?
Is that my taxi arriving? I don't want to miss it. I think I better go.
How was your shift?
Oh, it's fine. Except for Linda trying to persuade me that Lolita is a literary classic. There you are.
Thank you.
Like I told her, I've never even heard of it, let alone have an opinion about it.
You won't be here when I get back, will you?
No, it's Harrison's stag. Are you all right about it?
Of course.
Lexi?
It's not that.
What then?
I'm not looking forward to work. I feel awkward every time I see Adam.
Oh, it's not your fault the transfer failed.
For the second time.
Adam and Ian knew the odds.
I know they don't blame me, but so much will now be hanging on the final one.
Well, yeah, I've been meaning to say. There'll be a while before that, won't there? Why don't we go away for a bit?
Actually, Roy... Well,
it'd be nice to get some time to ourselves.
I thought I would be pregnant by now.
Oh, sure, but if it's not happening...
And that I'd be able to go home for a while. I'm so missing Nevenia and Violetta.
Of course you are.
I need to visit them.
Oh, well, okay, it's fair enough. Maybe we could take a few days when you get back.
Yes, maybe.
Lexi?
I need to speak to Adam about it.
Camille and Lena, you finish off in number 3. The rest of you make a start in 4. Freddie, can you work with Camille too?
Adam, have you seen Milos? He said he was on this afternoon.
He's washing down some crates. Hi, Lexi.
Hello.
I just need a quick word.
Can you check in number 4 in about an hour?
Sure.
Thanks. Right, better get on.
Adam.
Yeah?
I know you are very busy with the harvest, but I need to speak to you about our other matter.
Lexi, it's fine. Obviously, we were all disappointed when it didn't take, but third time lucky, eh?
Oh, absolutely. And I fully intend to go through with it, of course.
Oh, good.
But I must also see my daughters. They are on school holidays now. They are missing me, and my mother is finding things very hard.
All right. When were you thinking?
Soon. And I would like to stay at least until school starts again.
Which is when?
The middle of September.
Oh.
After that, well... We'll see.
That's a long time, Lexi.
I know. It will leave you short of staff here.
Yes, but what about the next transfer?
I hope you and Ian won't mind if we delay it.
I thought Roy was coming.
Oh, he's texted Tom. He'll be here in a bit.
How do, lads?
Have you met Kelvin?
Hiya, how are you going?
Has everyone paid into the kitty?
Yeah, Kelvin's had mine.
Yeah, how much is it?
Oh, some of the lads thought a score at the start.
20. Kelvin started at Borchester Nick same time as me, but he's gone over to the dark side.
Oh, the Empire.
CID. Thanks.
Toby.
Toby.
Yeah.
Have we met? Professionally, I mean.
I don't think so.
Just one, you fella. Life is all round, is it?
Shire is for me.
Come on then, PC Burns.
I'll give you an hand.
Just a half for me, Kelvin.
You are kidding.
I'm pacing myself.
I knew it. Best behaviour tonight or we'll end up in the frame for all the county's unsolved cases.
I'm sure they all want to forget about work for the evening just as much as we do. Anyway, why is Rex so miserable?
Oh, Dad's still knocking around the village.
Oh.
Yeah, we thought he'd have gone by now.
Oh, are you not going to the stag night?
Yeah, just off. I'm glad I caught you, though. I just wanted to know what you meant earlier.
About what?
About going home and us having some time together. Did you speak to Adam?
I did.
And?
As the picking will be finished by the time I return, he will need to promote someone to supervisor and we will delay the transfer.
Hang on. The picking will be finished?
Roy, I'm sorry.
When are you talking about being away until?
I'm not sure. Sometime in the autumn.
The autumn?
Can we talk about this tomorrow, please? I need to think it through.
Yeah, but...
But your friends will be waiting. You should go and have some fun.
Now, Mum said Jennifer's in overdrive with all the cleaning and tidying.
There she is. The estate agent will never have seen a house like it.
Right, get these down, you.
Whoa. More shots?
Kelvin.
Come on, ladies, dig in. That's it. Mind your back, Marcus.
You policemen can certainly put the drinks away.
Right, tends to go with the job. Do you want mine, Toby?
No, I'll just stick with this one.
Roy?
No thanks. Well, it's your stag, Harrison.
I know, and they're a great bunch of lads. It's just tonight I think I might need to keep my wits about me.
Well, if you don't want it.
Good man, Tom. Oh, hey, Alistair, good to see you, mate.
Right, cheers, everyone.
Cheers.
Oh. And the bonus ball. I'll take these. Oh, this is more like it, isn't it? Roy?
Sorry, what?
Well, not the washout we thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
No, doesn't look like it.
Well, what's up, mate?
It's Lexi. She just announced out of the blue she wants to go back to Bulgaria.
Oh, no. What, for good?
She says just until the autumn.
What does that mean? September, October?
I don't know. Thought she was committed to this relationship, but now...
Wait, shut up, you lot! Quiet! Okay. Cabs are on their way, and we are dragging this miserable excuse for a police officer and human being to the beer festival!
At Lower Loxley?
Well, I guess so.
That wasn't the plan, Kelvin.
Well, that's my plan.
No, we're meant to be going into Borchester for a curry.
No, buddy. Beer first, curry later. Much later.
Freddie, do you want to check out this...
Do you have a knock?
There was I thinking you might need cheering up about Topper. Look at you, counting your stash.
My stock. My final supplies.
Yeah, right.
I mean it, Lily. Once I've sold these, I'll have enough for my trip and what I promised Johnny.
Please don't use Johnny to justify your dealing.
He's my best mate. I want him to have a good time.
Mm.
What did you want to check out?
The beer festival. But I suppose you're heading into town to flog those, are you?
Well, not until later. So, you're free this evening, then?
What if I am?
It's just you don't seem to have been seeing much of Russ lately. I guess he's still away with his wife.
You don't know anything about it.
No, I'm just saying. You guys haven't had a row, have you?
No.
As long as they've not gone to Bruges.
Just leave it, all right? I'm sick of you laughing at me.
I'm not laughing at you. Where are you going?
The beer festival. On my own.
Lily.
And I'll probably get slaughtered.
Oh, what's wrong? What have I said?
If you can be a reckless idiot, so can I.
Why have we got out here?
Yeah, the taxis could have taken us up the drive.
Where's the festival?
It's over in those marquees, I think.
It's because the groom is improperly dressed.
What's wrong with how he's dressed?
Yeah, he looks fine to me.
Oh, no. Well, I don't think there's a dress code, Kelvin.
Not for us. The Jonesy there has brought along Harrison's favourite outfit. Jonesy!
A Union Jack?
That's not a flag.
It's a dress.
Oh, no. Chris.
No, I swear.
Yes, gents, let me introduce our very own Ginger Spice. Grab him.
Oh, no, hang on.
Get his kit off.
Oh, Chris, I trusted you.
I haven't said a word.
I'm a detective, you muppet. You didn't think you could keep a secret like that?
Ah, Ginger Spice. This is going to make those real ale drinkers choke on their beer.
Actually, Harrison's not coming with us.
What?
PC Webb? Do you happen to have your cuffs on you?
Hey, oh, no!
Stop it! Oh. He's resisting arrest!
What do you think, a tree or these fine iron gates?
So you think that's a bit much?
He's going to show the whole world his true colours!
Handcuffed to the main gate.
Kelvin said we'll let him go in a bit, but... wait till you see that dress.
Oh, where are Adam and Alistair?
They've gone home.
Neither of them are really feeling it tonight.
These pints are theirs.
I'll have one.
Are you sure, Freddie? This is about the strongest ale in the place.
Ah, sounds perfect.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, go on, I'll have the other one.
There you go.
Cheers. Oh, cheer up, Chris.
What?
I know it's not quite going according to plan, but
everyone's having a great time.
Oh, no, it's not that. I was just wondering if Lily was all right.
She's in a funny mood tonight. Best just leave her alone.
I reckon this is the best stag I've ever been to.
What about your own?
Especially my own. So needed a big one. After all the work I've put in on this Nuffield.
So what's next, Tom? More fermented foods?
Oh, no. I've been reading a lot of reports from past Nuffield scholars, and I'm looking at some different directions. I just need to pin down what would be the best fit for Bridge Farm.
Ginger Spice, though. That's a bit random, isn't it?
No, there's a reason for that.
I think he's had long enough. Kelvin, what can I do you for?
Right. Can I have those keys?
Luckily, there's not much passing traffic this time of night. Although I did get some very funny looks from an old couple in a camper van.
How do these...
Yeah, you just turn the key once more.
Ah, there we are.
Oh, that's better. Oh.
And honestly, Harrison, I really didn't tell anyone about the strippogram thing. Or, you being... Ginger Spice.
It's all right, Chris. I believe you.
I don't know how Kelvin found out.
Looks like he's got a great career ahead of him in the CID.
Yeah.
Any road, no harm, no foul, mate.
Well, thanks.
Come on. I could do with a drink.
Oh, can I get you another one, Toby? I can strongly recommend the Gut Rumbler.
No, thanks, Freddy.
When I say strongly, I mean it. 7% alcohol.
Oh, yeah, I think I'm going to make a move soon.
What?
Yeah, seriously. Looking after a baby is really hard work. And well, my dad shows no signs of leaving. I'm knackered.
But it's a stag do.
Not long ago, I could have partied all night.
Not even 10 o'clock.
Yeah, I know.
I can barely keep my eyes open. Oh, maybe I'm getting old.
So I said to him, I think you're fine, sir. That's actually a badger.
Oh, dear.
But how did a badger get in?
Are you doubting the word of an officer?
Well, no.
Because you should. Oh, look who's made it to the party. What kept you, Harrison?
I was unavoidably detained. Can't think how.
You'll never make Sergeant that unprepared. Chris, get this seductively dressed man a beer.
What would you like, Harrison?
Hang on a sec.
If you want to stay away...
Freddie, I said no.
Put them away, for God's sake.
This is just the thing.
What's going on?
Nothing, honestly. Nice legs, Harrison.
What was in that bag?
What bag?
Freddie... I'm a police officer.
I know who you are.
And I have reason to believe you're holding drugs.
I didn't ask him for anything.
Are you going to do us a striptease?
Kelvin!
Need a hand, mate.
This is Detective Constable Ransom. I'm now going to search you.
Oh, come on.
Freddie, what have you done?
Nothing. No, this is just a joke.
Now, see this, Kelvin.
Oh, yeah. That must be 20 or 30 there.
Freddie Pargeter, I'm arresting you on suspicion of being in possession of a controlled drug.
No.
With intent to supply.
Harrison, no. Please.
You do not have to say anything, but it may harm your defence if you do not mention when questioned something which you later rely on in court.
This is the BBC.
Hello, I'm Dan Saladino. If you enjoyed that programme, you might also enjoy The Food Programme, where each week we bring you stories from around the UK and around the world. Stories of people and places, cooking and culture, politics and pleasure. There are hundreds of episodes available, and it's easy to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.